Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Dr. Pam Popper, 1-614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. One of the reasons our healthcare system is in a shambles is that we don't look at the evidence when making decisions about medical care. And when I say we, I'm referring to the healthcare profession in general, insurance companies, elected officials, and others who have some hand in healthcare policy. A good example is found in a comparison of outcomes based on the choice of birthing options. A Canadian study concluded that outcomes were better when women delivered babies at home with a registered midwife than when they delivered at a hospital attended by a physician. The study compared the outcomes of planned births that took place at home with a midwife with those of planned births in hospitals that would have qualified for home birthing. Those who gave birth in the hospital were divided into two groups, women who were assisted with midwives and then those who were assisted only by medical doctors. The rate of perinatal deaths was less in the home birth group, and it was less in the hospital midwife group than in the hospital doctor group. Women who gave birth at home were 68% less likely to be subjected to electronic fetal monitoring, 59% less likely to have assisted vaginal delivery, and 38% less likely to have postpartum hemorrhage than hospital midwife groups. The differences were similar when compared to the hospital doctor group. The health of the newborns was better, too. Babies born at home were 77% less likely to require resuscitation at birth, 63% less likely to require oxygen therapy for longer than 24 hours, and 55% less likely to have any type of aspiration. Not all women are candidates to deliver babies at home, and I think we all realize that, but the decision should clearly be theirs. However, in many states, it's against the law for midwives to assist in home births. Many doctors routinely talk women out of home birth when patients inquire about it, and a lot of insurance companies refuse to pay any expenses at all associated with it. And so my question is, if home birth is less risky and it's less expensive, why are we not encouraging more of it instead of less? Well, that's the very problem I stated in the beginning. We're not using evidence to make the best decisions about health care. We're using lobbies and important financial interests to make those decisions instead, which is one of the reasons why people have to start getting more involved in reforming the system. And I'm not talking about getting involved in this ridiculous debate in Washington that's going nowhere, but even at the state level to make sure that it's legal for women to give birth at home in this case. Before I sign off today, just a couple of things to remind you of. Events coming up this Wednesday on Don Walker's Powerful Living Show at 1 o'clock p.m. Marielle Hemingway, the author of Marielle's Kitchen, will be his special guest. 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, go to bounceradio.net and click on the red button for Bounce Talk. You can hear it. Next Monday, March 8th, Nutrition and Cancer with Dr. Sally Fisher. She's going to talk about nutrition and preventing cancer as part of treatment plans, et cetera. It's an interactive conference call at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday of next week, our very special book club meeting with Dr. Isidore Rosenfeld, discussing his new book, A Doctor of the Heart. So those of you who would like to have an opportunity to have a personal audience with Dr. Rosenfeld, this is your chance to participate in any of these activities. Just call our office at 614-841-7700. That's all for now, and have a great day.